The first coach in the teleconference is Michigan's Brady Hoke. The Wolverines are 2-3 in conference, 6-3 overall, and play at Northwestern on Saturday, a 2:30 contest to appear on the Big Ten Network. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Scott. Thanks for having me. We look forward, you know, to getting back to work today. You know, you've got to move forward. You got to learn from our mistakes, and we've got to do a great job of coaching. And we, as a team, you know, need to get back out on the field and get ready for a tough challenge going to Northwestern. And it's going to be one of those games where you've got to fit the runs right. You got to get off blocks defensively, and we've got to do a good job of handling the line of scrimmage from an offensive perspective, and find ways to run the football better. And also, we've got to do a good job protecting the quarterback.
All right, thank you, Coach. Let's go to questions.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes on the line of Jonathan Schott with Spartan Nation.
Hey, Coach, do you coach a younger team any differently through a struggling or difficult stretch than you might a more veteran and older group?
You know, I think the consistency, Jonathan, that we have to have as a staff, I think that's a big point of it, that we've got to be consistent with everything we're doing. And, you know, the education part of learning how we do things and how the expectations are and how we want to go about each day, I think those things are all important. And I think we've had more time with some of the freshmen, you know, in different cases of trying to really get home, you know, what the expectations are and how to do it.
And Coach, are you worried at all that about any carryover from the two straight losses? Have you been worried about that? And what's the best way to just wipe any kind of carryover from a past loss?
No, I think, Jonathan, I think you've got to be, and I guess it's where the consistency comes of, you know, putting the game away, either a win or a loss, and, you know, showing the negatives that you want to, you know, clean up and do a better job with as coaches and as players. And then, you know, we've got to show the positives, because there were some good things in both football games in all three phases that, you know, we've got to keep doing a good job of being fair about when we do good things too.
Your next question comes from the line of Laura Schmidt with 97.1 The Fan.
Coach Hoke, what do you see when you scout the Wildcats? Because I really don't think this is a team that many would have projected to start 0-5 in the Big Ten.
Well, number one, you know, they're a well-coached football team. Coach Fitz, you know, Pat, Mike Hankowitz, Mick McCall, and I've worked with two of the three of them before, and I know what kind of coaches they are. Their kids are disciplined. The kids play with a toughness to them. They're going to be a little rested up, which, you know, is something that you look forward to in a team. And you look at, you know, their games and how they've played, and, you know, that record could be much different in a real hurry if the ball bounces a different way. So we're going to have our hands full, you know, as a football team.
Thanks, Coach.
You're welcome.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Andy Coppins from MadTownBadgers.com.
Hey, Coach Hoke. First question is, Chick Ryan, how would you assess his play since he's come back and where he's at mentally and physically?
Well, I think we all think, you know, Jake's, you know, came back in a hurry. I think there's some good things he's doing on the field. Is it as good as he wants or we want? No, it never is and never will be. You know, what he's given us leadership-wise, I think him and Cam Gordon have been you know, sharing some snaps. Cam's earn that, and also at the same time, we want to, you know, not push Jake too far, too fast.
And then you used the word adversity yesterday in your press conference. Could that be something good for these young players to maybe go through a little bit of that? And how do you spin that into a positive maybe to kind of get these guys moving forward considering all the negative stuff that's being said in the press?
Well, number one, you can't worry about what the press says, and you can't worry about people on the outside because they don't know, and that's at any program. You know, the press or the people, critics, whatever you want to call them on the outside, weren't here at, you know, the 5:30 a.m. workouts. They weren't here during the grueling summer heat and the lifting and spring football and everything that goes along with it. So, you know, why would you listen to somebody who really doesn't know? And we, you know, obviously talk about that. And then the other thing is, you know, if you're a true competitor and you have personal pride, you're going to rebound and you're going to go out and play your best football.
Thank you, Coach.
You're welcome.
Your next question comes from Lee Barfnick with Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Brady, in the last two games, 50% of your offensive snaps have gone for no gain or minus yardage.
Yeah.
And then you said you supported Al in his play calling. It seems like a little bit of a disconnect. Is there something you can explain to me on that?
Well, I think a couple things are, you know, you got to give a little credit to the people we played. And I think that's something. But at the same time, we all have to take a big chunk of it because one thing about the game of football being 11 guys on the field, everyone has to do their job if you're going to be successful. And especially, you know, on the offensive side of the ball. And so we've got to make sure all those moving pieces are technique sound, fundamentally sound, and doing their job to the best of their ability.
Thanks, Brady.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, Cam Gordon last week had 8 tackles, a sack, and a forced fumble. Talk about his performance on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, Cam really, you know, number one, he's been a tremendous a leader for our football team. And he goes out every day and works with great pride and has done a tremendous job. You know, obviously him and Brendan Byer early were kind of sharing that position. And then when Jake got back, it's been him and Jake. And I think he's really set an example as a senior that you want to see within the program.
All right, we have time for one more question for Coach.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
All right, Coach, looks like you're all set. Appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks, Scott.
Thank you.